Welcome back to another episode of Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. What's up, everyone? I'm Tiffany, and this week we have to talk a little bit about the Otterbein Percussion Ensemble. They will be hosting or having Rhythm in Riley the 2nd, and it's April 4th, Riley Auditorium at 8 p.m. You won't want to miss out. This event is free and open to the public. It's under the direction of Michael Yonchuk, who we'll be talking to soon. We have in the studio with us. But the percussion ensemble will feature the compositions of composer and percussionist Brian Nonzi. This concert is the culmination of a two-day residency where Otterbein's percussion students work closely with Nonzi on his compositions, and it's definitely something you do not want to miss. So here to tell us all a little bit about more of the program we're going to see is Michael Yonchuk in the studio with us. Thanks for joining. No problems. Now, give us a little bit of a depth of how did this come about? What are you got kind of doing with it? Everything like that.
Mission with the wind ensemble and the percussion ensemble and other elements of the music department is to feature new music by current composers, by newer composers, composers that are putting together really interesting arrangements and original works that are just unique in some shape, way, or form. I'm not really going to put any kind of framework around it, but you know, I listen to it, I talk to the composers and have them tell me a story about what pieces they've put together, and we make the decision as far as whether or not this is something that the students would benefit from, that I would benefit from as an educator, as a performer, as a conductor. But the percussion ensemble is actually a new addition to my schedule this year. So it's really a conglomeration of all the percussionists in the department. And typically when people think of a percussion ensemble, they don't quite know what to do with this animal, because it's not a typical ensemble that you would run into. Like, we know what a choir does. We know what an orchestra does. We know what a concert band does. We know what the marching band does every Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We know what the basketball band does. But percussion ensemble is, you know, it's made up of the people who spend most of their time standing in the back of all of these ensembles, trying not to cause trouble, trying not to burn the building down. Like myself, I'm a recovering percussionist as well, so I'm very used to being very far away from everybody. But this particular ensemble features those particular students and their particular skill sets in music that's written specifically for them. And with in the case of Brian Nosny, he's a dear friend of mine. We met in grad school at University of Kentucky probably over a decade ago.
Oh, wow.
I felt a gray hair just pop out. But you know, he's making a very good living, you know, teaching at the collegiate level and composing and performing. So I gave him a call and said, hey, we want to do some of your tunes. You know, what can you share with us? And he made some suggestions. I looked at the scores. I checked out some videos on YouTube. So we're going to pair three of his compositions with two or three other compositions that we've picked specifically for this ensemble. So it's a nice mix of some more traditional percussion ensemble repertoire that's well known throughout the community, some more cutting edge stuff from Brian's collection of music, things that are loud, things that are soft, things that are multicultural, things that are more classically driven. So it's really the perfect melting pot of a variety of different styles.
That sounds so exciting, especially for the students to be able to do something like
that. Yeah.
So is he coming in, or has he come in to work with you a little bit, or is it just you got his compositions?
Well, we got his compositions first. That was the original plan, was that we were going to do a bunch of new music throughout the year, and actually next year as well. This is going to be an ongoing project of ours. But I called him up and he said, you know, hey, what's going on early April for this concert? And he's had a couple of days open in his calendar. So we put together a package and we're going to have him here for a couple of days just hanging out. He'll be teaching some lessons. He'll be running some rehearsals. He'll be doing a public masterclass on Tuesday at 5.
Oh, wow.
To talk about his life as a professional percussionist. So a lot of this kind of came together at the last minute when he and I were trading phone calls, because I wanted him there, you know, have the composer in the hall when we performed his pieces. So we can certainly acknowledge him for all of his work, but also to put the students in the room with him, you know, just to interact, not even, you know, on a professional basis, not even for something to learn about new techniques, but just to hang out with Brian Nosny. So I think he's a really cool guy. He'll kill me for saying that because it affects his street cred. But
street cred's all intact. It's okay.
It's okay. Good. Just checking.
The podcast helps.
Okay. Great. But you know, like just to put the students in contact with other people in the profession. So you know, like they're students now. They're learning how to do this very thing. Here are people who are not that much older than you who are doing the thing that you're training to do. you know, so you can ask them all the questions that you want. You can talk to them, ask them, you know, everything that pops into your head, and just watch and see how they react.
That's awesome. And like I said, it sounds like a great learning experience from,
sure,
for them as well. What do you think that they're going to get out of it the most? Just being students from another percussion perspective, mm-hmm, of not just, you know, the teachers at Otterbein, which are fantastic, obviously,
yeah, sure,
but just another outsider opinion other than networking.
Yeah, networking is certainly a big part of our business. But also, you know, I can tell you, like, the last couple of weeks of rehearsals, the students have really turned up the intensity in terms of their individual practice and preparation for this, because it's one thing to have a score from a composer that you're never going to have to stare in the eye.
Of course,
But you've got the composer there who not only will be in the hall, but running rehearsals on his music with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a whole new level of understanding of what went into the creative process when he was writing the music. So, you know, this cymbal crash at such and such a measure might be more than just a certain type of color or a certain type of attack.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some kind of story that goes along with it, which I think maybe I'm more geeked out than anybody else. Like, I really want to know, like, where did this title come from? Who was this dedicated to? Why is this written the way that it's written? But the students are, you know, like I said, they've been ratcheting up their preparation, and they're really excited to have him. So this is going to be a really good time.
That sounds really exciting. And you were saying, speak on rehearsal really quick, as you're getting them ready for this, do you have any sort of nervousness or like, okay, well, he's my friend, I got to do this, and like, you know, to be, make him proud and things like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, that's on you because you're friends, mm-hmm, with him rather than, mm-hmm, just, like you said, the distant composer that you may,
yeah,
never see or something like that.
Exactly, yeah. So there's always a level of nervousness, and I think these types of situations really raise my blood pressure a little bit because, you know, you want to put together a good show,
mm-hmm,
for whoever,
of course,
even if the composer's not there, like just for the students who have invested 14 or 15 weeks of their time in preparing this program, the audience, the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, and also the campus population who are going to be dropping in to see this. So, you know, you want to put together a good production. But with Brian in the house, and, you know, like I said, I've known him for years. He's probably one of the most easygoing people I've ever met. So unless we really turn this thing upside down, I would be surprised if he came away with a negative feeling. I would imagine that he's excited that his music is being programmed on a regular,
yeah,
basis, and the fact that he's been invited to be part of that process with us.
Of
you know,
course.
Like, we're excited, he's excited, we're all excited. It'll be great.
That sounds really awesome. And so going back to the actual performance,
sure,
of it, what do you want the audience to get out of this? I ask this every time I do a podcast,
mm-hmm,
every time I do,
mm-hmm,
this, and it's always a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
With percussion music,
mm-hmm,
as you have said before, a lot of people don't know exactly what,
mm-hmm,
that is. It's in the background.
Yes.
You're trying to be quiet.
Yes.
So what is it that they're going to actually see out of this that you don't get to see in a normal concert?
Well, everything that is going to be on this concert involves literally percussion instruments. There are no wind instruments. There are no stringed instruments. I can't say that there's no singing because there are some vocals involved, sandwiched way down deep in the mix. But it's this particular ensemble, like, it's just such a unique experience because of the nature of how it's put together and who plays it and how many instruments are going to be on stage. I mean, we fill up Riley's stage.
Wow.
There is not a single inch of unused real estate in that hall.
Jeez.
It's like everything we own. It's unreal. So I'm always waiting for the roadies to come in and set things up for us and tear it down. But no, that's not how that works.
Unfortunately.
I'm still waiting for that requisition to be approved.
One of these days.
One of these days. Someday. But, you know, for what do I want the audience to come away with? I just want people to come and enjoy the experience. You know, like, that's really what it comes down to. I don't want to get all scholarly and say, well, you should think about, you know, the environment and all these, like, really heavy things, which are great in certain contexts. For this, we're doing really cool music. The music has stories that go along with it. And I'm always about, you know, bringing the audience in, interacting with the audience, engaging them whenever possible. And then afterwards, when we do the little meet and greet out in the lobby, you know, really find out, like, well, what did you hear? What did you like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you have questions about? You know, really pick their brains about what they went through as an audience member, because I know what I went through as a conductor. I know what the students have gone through as players. But sometimes the audience, even people that have a background in music,
yeah,
are like, well, I'm not quite sure. Like, what's that very particular instrument over there? Like, why did you do that over there? So for those of you that happen to be coming to this concert,
which we encourage everyone to encourage go either.
It is open
it's
to the
free.
Public. Yeah, so
you can't get out. You can't get it.
That's
better.
Right. Free music. Here we go.
Free music.
You know, definitely come. We love talking about everything that we do. We love answering all the questions. There is no question too silly. In fact, I dare people to ask the most ridiculous question they come up with. I love it when people is like, "Well, I don't quite know how to say this." I'm like, "Oh, then hit me. Here we go.
Give it to me."
Yeah, that's good. This is gonna be a great time.
That's awesome. And we hope that the audience obviously comes away with those things. Like you said, musical background or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think music, and I've always thought this, has very much helped connect everyone
sure.
in an audience. So no matter what you're listening to, percussion, singing, whatever else, mm-hmm. it'll be a fun time. And my final question is, you were talking about the students earlier, and I just asked you the question about the audience. What do you hope the students get from this whole experience?
What do I hope the students get from this? Well, if their preparation in the last couple of weeks is any indication, that they're getting a more in-depth understanding of what it means to be like an ensemble player and a percussionist, like a professional level percussionist. That's really the end goal of everything that I do as a studio teacher, is mm-hmm. that I'm preparing them to go and do this out in the world after graduation. I mean, like, I'm playing out almost every weekend on a variety of different instruments with a variety of different bands throughout Columbus. And it's a type of experience that you can kind of teach, but the way that you really teach it is just by throwing people into that environment and just saying, well, you have to make this work. You have a concert, you have other events that are going on, you have master classes, you have rehearsals. Like, this is what you're training to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just informing them about that mentality and that lifestyle and what that means to be like a regular player on the scene. That I think that might be the one thing that I hope that they get out of it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll probably get out of it already just meeting you.
Right on.
I'm learning so much already, and
cool.
I'm just sitting here for 10 minutes.
Perfect.
So there we go. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for being in here with
us
today.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, you guys can all go see Rhythm and Riley 2 Wednesday, April 4th in Riley Auditorium, 8 p.m., the Otterbein Percussion Ensemble. You won't want to miss this. It's something new and inventive, and it's free and open to the public, so I don't know why you wouldn't go.
Right, free music.
Free music. Let's go. Well, thanks for tuning in to Arts Avenue with Tiffany Steele. Check back in. We'll be talking about Thoroughly Modern Millie in just a few weeks.